Rock. Hello, who's this?
This is Ishmael.
Hey, Ishmael, you're caller 20.
Heck to the yes, let's go.
You got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, December 13th.
Yes, I'm excited. Thank you so much, man. Awesome. Can I wait?
It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. We have What's Up with Florida. If you steal something, don't turn around and offer it for sale on Facebook Marketplace immediately. Feature called Who's Naked Now? We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got an extra pair of tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Can't wait to see them, All American Rejects, at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. If you're going to steal something, don't put it up on Facebook Marketplace immediately. What's Up with Florida is on the way on K-Rock. Favorite nights of every single year is December 13th, the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas with the All American Rejects and Evanescence, Papa Roach, The Paradox, who I've not seen yet, Rise Against, who I love, Social D, who I love, Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, Yellow Card. It's going to be a great night. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster, but there are only a few left, so you should pick them up now. If you're going to steal something, don't put it right up on Facebook Marketplace. Maybe give it a day or two before you do. What's Up with Florida is coming up next on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida man, 37-year-old Thomas Dupree, an alleged coquina rock thief, arrested after attempting to sell the items on Facebook Marketplace. These are giant rocks that are made mostly of shells, and they're very porous, and they're used for landscaping. And the guy would go to a construction site and take a picture of a giant rock. So he hasn't stolen it yet. He just took a picture of it. Then he would put the picture up on Facebook Marketplace immediately right after. And if it sold, he'd drive his truck back to the construction lot and steal the rock that he sold, and then take it and somehow deliver it to the people who ended up buying it. This happened over the course of many months, and the construction owners started noticing that the rocks were missing. They're pretty sizable. And put up security cameras to catch the guy driving his truck to the lot, take pictures, leave, come back, steal the rock, leave. Over a course of months, the sheriff's office included images and links to Dupree's alleged online listings. Dupree was arrested for grand theft, dealing in stolen property, and get this, unlawful use of a two-way communications device. What the hell is that? I think it's using a phone in Florida. It's basically a Florida law, using a phone or a computer or walkie-talkies or anything in the commission of a crime. So they charged him with that as well. He was transported to the Sheriff's Perry Hall inmate detention facility, where he was released on a $7,500 bond. I think my point is, steal it. Don't put it right up on Facebook Marketplace to sell.
Not that it's any of my business, but you might want to consider a different line of work.
Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, Rocio.
Hi, Rocio. You're caller 20.
Woo!
You got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas on December 13th.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Can't wait to tell my husband.
We have the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas coming up with the All American Rejects and Papa Roach and The Paradox and Evanescence and Rise Against and Social Distortion, Wet Leg, Third Eye Blind, Yellow Card. And we've got your tickets coming up in about 20 minutes here on the world famous K-Rock. First, this question.
Think about the last time you went out to dinner or to a bar or to a show. How many times did you look at your phone?
I don't think you realize this until you don't have your phone. And then you literally need it for everything.
For many, that number is a little higher than we'd like it to be. Well, one local influencer is pushing what she's calling an analog renaissance to get people away from doom scrolling and back towards human interaction.
Let's not be crazy. Sometimes human interaction sucks.
This looks like just another night at the club. But look closely. There are no phones anywhere. This is a no-phone party, and it was hosted by Cat G.
Cat G? I don't know who that is. But a no-phone party seems pretty great. The only thing is you'd have to plan ahead to make sure that you could pull it off and not need your phone.
I was like, how do I get people off the feed and in real life? gotta throw a party.
It was held this past Friday at El Cid in Silver Lake.
I do find it ironic that it's a social media influencer that decided to throw this party.
With just 4 days' notice, Kat announced the party to her 500,000 followers.
I'm throwing a party, and not just any party. A no-phone Y2K throwback party.
Y2K was almost 26 years ago. What?
And her followers showed up.
When we saw over 700 people RSVP that they were coming, we were like, okay, do we think we have something here?
What's up? We're going to roll through, no phone.
Again, ironic, she's talking into the phone.
This is something Kat has been thinking about for years. In fact, she left social media 6 years ago.
I feel like it just reset my nervous system.
I feel like all of us could use a reset on our nervous system these days.
When she returned last year, she wanted to help others break free as well.
I think it's honestly bringing us back to ourselves. It's bringing us back to our bodies, and that way I think it's a really good thing.
Agreed.
And it seems like there are a lot of young people out there who want the help.
How often do you think you look at your phone a day?
Girl, all day. All day.
I like that that was a guy asking her the question, and she said, girl, all day. Because my kids, my girls, say the exact same thing to me. Girl, you know what's going on. And then I say, what's up, bro? And they go, yeah, girl.
I honestly wouldn't mind that, and it's a different experience. It was just really cool to see so many people opt into the experience of putting their phone in their glove compartment.
Concerts are starting to go that way too as well. We had 21 Pilots, our private show, and they made you put your phone in a container that you couldn't use it. You can carry it with you, but you can't take the phone out for the entire show. And it was great.
I mean, I literally saw a girl give a guy her number by writing it on a napkin.
What a loser.
No, I think the point is that's pretty cool.
Like, I don't know what is more emblematic of the early 2000s and the pre-cell phone era than that. Oh my God, we're going to do so many more. We're going on tour, baby.
The location for the next no-phone party is being decided right now through Kat's followers. To find out, you will need your phone. Just make sure you leave it in the car once you get there.
I feel like that was clear before you pointed it out. Hey, Rock, hello. Hi, who's this?
Erica.
Erica, you're caller 20.
Kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. You got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh, thank you so much.
It's the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day coming up in mere moments. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a 5-year-old Florida boy who had wandered away from his home was found by officers happily enjoying his breakfast at a Chick-fil-A, and his parents didn't even know that he was gone. Here is the boy's interaction with the police.
We arrived on scene.
Hello.
And as we walked in, we see a little kid sitting at the table eating his breakfast with one of the managers. We asked where he came from, and he kept saying he walked to Chick-fil-A.
You know where your house is, right, honey?
It's right across the street, right over there.
Are you going to show us where you live?
Yeah.
Okay. I walked him to the back of my patrol car.
Are you going to get me in jail?
No, I'm not going to put you in jail. We started checking the area. All right, buddy, where's your house at?
That's where it is.
Right here?
My initial thought were, I can't believe he came out of here. It's the most secure house on that block in reference to having a fence all the way around, front, back, sides.
Lee, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you got a son named Lee?
William.
Yeah, a little boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was down at the Chick-fil-A.
Are you kidding me?
No, we have him in our police car. You want to come get him?
You could just see the look on his face. It would be for any parent, including myself. It's disbelief.
That's fantastic. I love that little kid.
Some Chick-fil-A. Yep. You know, that was it. Number two, health officials in North Dakota say an investigation is underway at a hotel after an employee was seen soaking bed sheets in a hot tub. A family that was staying at the hotel said they watched a worker dump sheets into the hot tub and mix them around with a broom. They recorded what they saw, shared the video, and it went crazy viral. The family contacted hotel management for answers, and in a recorded phone call with the staff, an employee said that the sheets were not dirty and had been washed beforehand. The employee said the sheets are put into the hot tub and it gets out tiny little stains. Then the hot tub is drained. I don't think that they were concerned about the hot tub.
Right.
I think they were concerned about the sheets.
Possibly.
And this person was, the person that worked there was like, then we used these really strong chemicals after, you know, it just absolutely makes zero sense. And then they also went on to say that it was a last resort practice for stained sheets that are planning to be thrown out anyways.
What?
So none of this makes any sense. They got caught. Public Health is investigating, noting that using hot tubs for such purposes poses contamination risks and exposure to bacteria. This is why I just, I hate staying at hotels because I don't really want to know what's
going on. I just accept what's going on. I just go, you know what? This is all the body fluids of the last 50 people that stayed here. All right.
You just have to lean into it.
Okay.
Okay. Lean into the bed bugs.
Yep.
Number three, in a moment that somehow equal parts genius and dumb, three drunk friends in the UK decided not to risk driving after a night out. Instead, they came up with a plan to push their car all the way home from the bar.
Fantastic.
The trio were seen laughing and stumbling as they slowly pushed the car down a main road. When police arrived, they expected to find a case of drunk driving, but the engine wasn't running, so the officers actually commended their intention, but still issued a fine for obstructing traffic. This also went crazy viral with people praising their creativity. And you know, I feel like this is something that you would do in your younger years.
I was just going to say, that's pretty smart. Yes, I would. Yeah.
I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Silver Sun Pickups have a new album coming out in 2026, which isn't that far from now, unfortunately. It's called Tenterhooks. It's going to come out in February. This is a song, the first song they're releasing off it called The Wreckage. And the band recorded the album with producer Butch Vig, who many of you know. They're also going to promote the album Tenterhooks for the major North American tour. It's The Wreckage. That's the name of the song from Silver Sun Pickups. And it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is the 420 catch of the day at Silver Sun Pickups. And the song is called The Wreckage on K-Rock. Evanescence is one of the bands playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
You can buy your tickets now on Ticketmaster.com.
Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. Have you seen the barista cups at Starbucks?
Oh, yes, I have.
They look like little bears, but like honey bottles.
Yeah, it just looks like a honey jar thing. Yeah. But yeah.
Apparently people are fighting over them. And I find this hilarious. Here's the story.
You're watching people in New Jersey elbowing each other, trying to get their hands on Starbucks' newest holiday product.
Now, first of all, like even later in the day, don't they go, did I need to throw elbows? It was a coffee cup. What am I doing?
Yeah, really.
This is their new 20-ounce glass barista cup. It went on sale on Thursday and quickly started selling out. At some locations, people waited in long lines even before the store opened.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing? You're waiting in line for a cup.
That is absolutely sad. That is just sad.
Just to try to snag one. And the craze quickly turned into an online reseller's dream. Within hours, the cup, which initially was selling for $29.95.
They were selling them for how much, would you guess?
Online? Mm-hmm. Oof.
$29.99.
Yeah.
Is the cost.
I mean, I know it's going to be ridiculous, so I'm going to say like $1,000.
Yeah, not quite.
It's been appearing on eBay.
Almost.
For upwards of $500.
Wow.
So that means someone's buying that coffee cup for $500.
That's so sad.
Upset customers took to social media to complain about the lack of supply.
Then people went online and complained that they didn't have more.
Oh, my God.
What's happening with people?
People that are into Starbucks are so into it.
Well, I guess that's true of anything.
Yeah.
But at some point, don't you go, I'm in line overnight for a cup from Starbucks. Don't you look at yourself and go, what am I doing?
Yeah, you'd think
so. I'm throwing elbows trying to get a cup from Starbucks.
That happened with the Stanley Cups at Walmart,
too. Yes, it
too.
Did. That's very true. That was a much bigger deal.
That
and
was
everybody
crazy.
Was crazed.
Can't understand it.
So we've done this before, but I love it. I can't get enough of insignificant things that you got in a fight over.
Yes.
The smaller the item, the better. The less significant the item, like a freaking coffee cup. You're getting in a fight over that, and you don't even, like, you don't even recognize yourself. Later, you go, I got in a fight with a guy over this. This is crazy. I don't know what I was thinking. So the phone number is 800-520-1067. You can call and tell us your story of getting in a fight over something insignificant, or you can text us at that number as well.
And we're going to have a bonus pair of tickets to Acoustic Christmas for you to win in the 5 o'clock hour for the best call.
So the most insignificant thing you got in a fight over, 800-520-1067. We are taking your calls on insignificant things you got in a fight over.
And the best phone call, we've got your tickets to go to Acoustic Christmas.
What do you got?
Hi, thanks for having me on. Love you guys.
Thank you.
There was this one Black Friday. I was at Old Navy, of all places.
Right.
And a fight broke out at the front of the store. People were rushing the glass. The cops were called. It was insanity. Over scarves.
Oh, my God.
Over scarves. That was the item everybody wanted?
Scarves and pajamas.
Wow.
And Old Navy. I wouldn't want anything
Old
from there.
Old Navy.
Wow.
That's... It was like Best Buy was three stores down. It was calm and collected, and Old Navy was a riot.
Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Hi. My name's Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. You win.
Woo! Thank you. Woo-hoo!
You got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas December 13th. It is the most fun night of the year, and you are going to be there.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday taking phone calls on insignificant things that you got in a fight over. It's so small you can't believe it came down to a fight.
And the most entertaining phone call, we've got an extra pair of tickets for you to go to Acoustic Christmas.
So it's 800-520-1067. What insignificant thing did you get in a fight over?
So I used to work at Target for 5 years. I got into a fight with a guy about Hot Wheels.
Oh, my God.
And was it a customer that you got in a fight with?
Yes.
What happened?
He wanted the entire box of Hot Wheels just to look for one, to return all of the rest of them for one.
Wow.
How can they, like, it would come in a box and they would go, he'd go through it and just take what he wanted?
Basically, yeah. So it got to a point with the resellers that we told them if the shelves are full, we can't put anything out. And this guy was so mad that I had to call a male over to tell him the same thing, yelled at him, security came, yelled at him, and then my manager came, the building manager came, and was like, dude, just leave.
Wow.
And he tried to get me fired.
He tried to get you fired because you wouldn't let him pick?
Exactly, yes.
Wow.
So did you guys have to call the cops or did he go?
No, he threw a really big fit and then called corporate on me.
Son
what
of a
bitch. Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
I don't know if you remember. I think it was like a year ago when those pink Stanleys were like a thing.
Oh, those pink Stanley cups.
The Starbucks Stanleys. And I lined up at Target right when they opened, and I was the last person in the line to get one. And the lady behind me was not having it. She was trying to explain to me how she needed it. And I was like, I guess I was a jerk. I was just like, I'm sorry. I waited. I feel bad, but I'm keeping it. And then she tried to swing and punch me in the face.
Oh, my God. I don't think you're a jerk at that point. You
no.
waited for yours.
Yes.
I didn't think so either, but I was questioning my whole life at that point. I was like, how did I get here? Why am I even in this line? I'm getting punched over this stupid cup.
I mean, maybe some of those questions need answers. Sure.
So what'd you do?
Yeah, I hiked it out of there. I ran with my cup, and then I think I ended up selling it because it was like they were going for like $200 at the time. So I was like,
oh my God. And it was associated with you getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. We are taking phone calls on insignificant things you got in a fight over.
951 says, I was friends with a kid in like fifth grade and he accused me of stealing a Pokemon card. I didn't, but he was so sure I did. He basically stopped being my friend over it. Flash forward like 20 years and I'm in a bar and run into him. Sat and hung out with him for a while when he brings up his Pokemon card. Still not wanting to believe me and ends up getting physical. We got in a full-blown fist fight in the bar and had to be dragged out by security.
Excellent. Excellent. We are taking your calls on you got in a fight over something insignificant.
So I got a text that says, when the Foo Fighters came out with their 25th anniversary edition collab with Vans, my husband got into a fight with a guy at the Vans store over the shoes. Granted, I don't think the shoes were insignificant, but they were just shoes, of course. I think I'm going to let that one
go. Yeah, I understand that one.
Yeah, I do too. That is something. Too. Yeah.
K-Rock, hello. You got in a fight over something insignificant?
So me and my friend were at a bowling alley, and I went to the restroom, and these girls were, like, singing, and I was sitting on the toilet, and I was, like, just making fun of them, and I was like, oh, it's probably some dumb blonde bee, and, you know, I finish up, I leave, and they're, like, talking shit, and I go out and tell my friend, like, well, my other friend that was in the bathroom with me was going to wait. She's like, no, I'm going to see what they're going to say. Like, I'm like, no, let's just leave. We don't want to fight. And I go out and tell my friend. He's like, no, go run back in there and save her. I come in. She's got my friend, her hand around her neck, pulling her out. I come in swinging. I knock her down. I have a friend grabs her, puts her in a chokehold, and then basically they got kicked out for being, like, mean to us.
Jerry! Jerry! Jerry!
Damn!
And it was 14 years ago today. 11-11-11.
Oh, what a great memory.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
When I had just had my son about 13 years ago, I had a C-section. And the nurse said they weren't going to let me leave the hospital until I'd had a bowel movement.
Right.
And so they asked me if I wanted a suppository to kind of get things moving along.
Right.
And when the nurse came back with it, I assumed I was going to be allowed to be the one to put the suppository in, but I guess she had to be the one to do it.
Right.
So we got into a fight about that.
Wait, did you actually kick her ass?
No fist, but a verbal argument, and my husband was cracking up, which was not good because it made me laugh, and I just had a C-section, so it was all messy.
That is the greatest fight I've ever heard of.
Do you remember what you said to her? Did you say, it's my butthole?
I did. There's something along those lines. I was like, I think I could find the hole or something like that.
And how did it end up? Did she have to do it?
She allowed me to do it with her supervision.
Oh, nice.
Compromise.
Yeah. Compromise.
This is such a beautiful story.
Thank you.
Wow. That is something you shouldn't have to fight over ever. All right. Who do we think is the best?
I like the Stanley Cup.
Same, because yeah. She said she questioned everything in her whole life. That made me laugh.
Yes. Yes. So her name is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. You win.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You got tickets to see the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Oh my gosh, you guys made my day. I love you guys so much.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We will see you there. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Kev, you're going to be in the pit watching Rise Against.
I love Rise Against.
I know
they're
you
so
do.
Good live.
I know.
Yes, can't
Super
wait.
Super excited to see them. I mean, there's so many bands. I feel like there's someone for everybody on this lineup.
Agreed.
Yeah, so December 13th, come hang out with us at the Forum.
Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.